response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
So we have a new one joins our family. Pop-Pop laid out some cash, bought himself a new pre-owned car. And it's actually really nice. It's a beautiful car. I think it was garage kept. It's like 10 years old, but I mean, there's not a nick, not a scratch on it. The doors close. Like, you know when a car door closes when you get it at the dealership, that nice sound and all that? And I'm like, I sent you a picture of it yesterday. I said, check out Pop-Pop's new ride. It was in our driveway.
It was very nice.
To which you said, oh, why'd he get that? And I said, well, his other car was falling apart. And then you said, I want that car. You know, when he's gone, that car's mine, right?
That's, no. And I said, that's not what I said.
And I said to Mom, well, first of all, that's a horrible thing to say.
No, that's...
Pop-Pop's 83 years old. He's plowing around and doing his thing. But then you said you didn't really say it that way, correct?
Correct. That's right. Not you made it sound so much worse than what I said.
All right.
I jokingly looked at it and said, "Wow, I hope I get that in the will."
How's that different?
Because you make it sound like I'm hoping for it to.
You just said, "I hope I get that in the will."
No, but like I'm like joking. You make it sound like I'm actively only caring about the car. That's not what it is. It was just a joke. 1-800-570-1013. Doc doesn't see a difference between me saying, I get that in the will. I think that's actually what I said. I get that in the will. Doc made it sound like I'm saying,
when Pop-Pop's gone, you get the car.
That's not at all what I said, though.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
No, it's not. They're two different things. Again,
either way, you want the car.
1-800-570-1013. Call or text. Is it the same thing? Is it not? I don't know. We'll head up. We already got people on the phones. What do you think?
Well, that all depends.
I mean, all Chewie's thinking about is not the love of his grandfather, Pop-Pop. He's thinking about, am I going to get a new set of wheels?
No, I was saying it as a joke when I said, well, I get it in the will, which I think is a commonly term, like used phrase. But the way that Doc put it out of me saying, well, Chewie said, does he get it in the will? That makes it sound like
it sounds like
I'm hoping that it happens soon.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like you're planting Pop-Pop and you want a new car.
No, that's how you pinned it. Right?
Maybe he wants to take care of the car after Pop-Pop passes.
Yeah,
so he has something.
Hold on.
There we go. I like the way that Chrissy put this.
You haven't seen any of Chewie's vehicles.
I like the way Chrissy has put this. I'm trying to live on his legacy and his memory in that new Buick.
Like the country songs, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's head on over to the phones. Let's see what else he's got going on. Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
It's Tina.
Hello.
I'm so disappointed in Chewie.
Well, me too, every day.
Yeah. What did I do this time?
That is with the car, that's terrible.
Why?
Because why would you even be thinking about that? Either, no matter which way it was said.
Because it wasn't, it was like a joke. It was like, hey, you know, what could I say?
In the words of Madonna, Chewie is a material girl.
Let me get this straight. Say your grandfather just bought a $700,000 mansion.
Okay.
Would you not go, God, I hope I get that in the will?
Nope.
See, I would.
Yeah.
I guess that makes us different.
In fact, Tina, your grandfather leaves him something too.
Well, you're out of luck because I never had grandparents. Yeah. They were all gone before I was born.
Well, now I feel like
I did, however, say to my parents, sell everything and go enjoy their life. I didn't want anything.
Yeah. Well, my older son said that to me and Michelle all the time.
And I say that to my parents too, absolutely. When? I tell you guys got to go enjoy your time. Don't worry about this. You spend too much time caring about the rest of us. Pop-Up, on the other hand, I want his car.
Hold on. Time out on the field. I'm throwing the flag. Do you have another father I don't know about? Because I've never heard you say that to me.
I don't always look like you, so maybe I do.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.